Well, we're sorry. It's good to get you back on the phone. I know that we what the plan, basically what the business plan, I think you wanted us to concentrate on that. Is that right?
Yeah, just kind of stay focused on the plan until it's completed so that we can discuss it together, go through each element that you think you might be struggling with, and then, we want to kick off our January in good order. So that's what we want to try to do.
Okay.
But I think before we kind of get into the business plan type of things, let's talk about your agenda, how things are going, any struggles whatsoever you might be having in terms of implementing the Supernova strategy.
No, I think we mentioned, Jeremy, you chime in. I think it's good for us to start. If we had to segment and start with 100, it'd be a lot tougher with just the two of us. So
sure.
I think that we're getting pretty good with, getting people calls. Jeremy sends out the agendas 5 days prior. We're getting executive summaries done. I need to be a little tighter on, hanging up the phone and doing it right away and allotting a full hour to one particular client call. The good thing is that we're starting with, we have more people that we're bringing on as we go.
Good.
Yeah, so we're doing pretty well with that. I think where we're off a little bit was it's kind of helter-skelter in terms of, we got people in the morning and in the afternoon, and it's really kind of, I think Jeremy has mentioned to me that once we get 6 months under our belt, which will be in March, we're going to try to move some people from a 3 o'clock Friday afternoon call to maybe a morning call because, we've got a couple people that we want to move around.
Right.
So, Jeremy, you can...
Because, you guys are in the area where when the summer comes, you want to take a few liberties on Fridays. And sometimes, you might have some travel plans. So, manage it to your convenience, to the extent that you can. And, get these folks in on a disciplined, schedule. Now, keep in mind these initial calls, other than the reviews, shouldn't last longer than about 20 minutes, maybe a half hour max. Okay. You got the agendas. Don't load up too much on the agendas and then, save something for the next time, the next steps.
Yeah, we're pretty good about that. The calls generally because we know that, we tell them, these are supposed to be, what's on your mind, what's the agenda, let's talk about it, develop things that, other questions you may want us to look into. And I think that, now that we're at year end and I'm looking at 2020 curves, I think that if the foundation of Supernova is a financial plan, we have something called Envision that I need to get people on that program. If I'm reading in, the Supernova notes that 100% of Supernova clients have a financial plan, we got a long way to go. And I'm thinking that if that would be the primary plan for 2020 is to make sure that everybody has a plan or at least get the great majority, because right now I can count them on one hand.
Right.
And that's, we got a long way to go.
See, what you want to be able to do is have the anchor of 1242, 12 contacts, 4 appointments, 2 of the appointments being in-person reviews, 1 hour response to problems, 24 hour resolution with a financial plan and generational planning. Okay. That's all mm-hmm. part of your value proposition, and that's going to get you the referrals that we want to be getting as we start to, you know, expand the practice upwards. And you're going to educate the clients on the type of relationships you're interested in working with.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, you know, what you're going to do is nail down all the little, it's going to now at this point, it's going to be refining all of the little things that really make the program work for you.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
So we'll continue to work on those things. Mm-hmm. So good for you. Let's talk about the business plan. First, tell me how you feel about having your own tailored plan for the team going forward.
Oh, I think
how are you feeling critical. About that?
Oh, yeah. I think it's critical, and I think it's like with any plan, there has to be a, you know, foundation for that.
Right.
So yeah, I think that Jeremy and I are probably going to do some talking, you know, in the next week to two, and figure out or how, you know, being Curtis, that we're new to this.
And sure.
What should we be focused on in terms of the business plan?
Okay.
Is it, you know, asset growth or client growth or?
Well, I think. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just thinking that the thing that we have the people in the program that we should. I guess my thinking is to really focus on fine tuning the people who are in now and getting
right.
started with, you know, having a vision, or, you know, that's our planning tool at Wells Fargo, is to really
sure.
be consistent with that focus, trying to get everybody to have a plan, because from that plan come the conversations as to where are you in terms of insurance, or where in terms of you as far as asset protection through the use of trusts and the discussion of trusts. It all comes from
right.
the plan. So
yeah, everything emanates from the plan. So the worst thing that you can do is do a plan, implement some portfolio changes, and then stick it on the shelf. They're going to think, they get all excited and jazzed about, God, I got a plan, I got a focus, I got a strategy. So what you need to do is, you know, get the plans done and then implement it. So the way that you should do is follow the business plan and strategy template. So if there's a, there's kind of a SWOT analysis in the plan.
That's what I was trying to
And
find.
We'll jump around a little bit.
Okay.
Okay. And it's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Sometimes Rob calls it a gap analysis. I call it kind of a SWOT analysis now.
Okay.
And so what you do is you're going to think about what are you guys good at? That's probably part of your value proposition. So what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to think about the five things that clients actually get from you, okay?
Okay. Uh-huh.
That differentiates you, where they say, you know, I like this team because they do the following for me, okay? You know,
okay.
they it's the frequency of the contact. It's tailor making a financial plan that fits my family's needs. It's implementing and executing on some of the least important things, but are important to us. Long-term care, getting our proper will and trust done or updated, making sure that beneficiary designations are done. You know, those are all the things that get placed in agendas, on your monthly agendas. Okay, so when we, I'm going to just pull out the template here. On so 4.0 is value prop. And you need to, what would clients say is the value that you bring to the relationship? Give me four or five bullet points that you can think of. What do they say is the value you bring to the relationship? And it can be two ways. It can either what they say, number one, and two, what would you like them to say? Okay? So just in bullet point fashion, let's cover that.
Estate planning.
Your clients, they say that you provide estate planning.
Right.
Okay. Okay. What's the next bullet?
And I think the major one would be Terry's asset management.
Okay, asset management. Okay, write that down.
Well, I think
what's
we.
And you know we're going to flip these things upside down after after I hear them all. So,
yeah.
So be patient.
I think we're very good at caring about our clients, listening and responding, and I think we're very proactive with our communication with them.
Okay, write that down. Communication.
Okay.
And attention to detail, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Give me one more.
Okay. Responsiveness. Let's see. We need one more. Jeremy, what do you say? Accountability? You know, I think
okay.
We're accountable for things, you know, we're accountable for their welfare, but we're also cognizant that we're not perfect. And
I think
that we'll, you know,
honestly, I think the fact that we're proactive is more important than that.
Okay.
I think people really do appreciate how often we go to them with ideas before they even come to us.
Okay. All right. So you guys have you provide creative solutions to client problems.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And sometimes sometimes we're giving them the solutions before they even have the problems, is what I'm saying.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You should jot that down. Now let's go back through them for a moment. And let's ask ourselves this question. How are you different than John Jones down the street or Bill Edwards, you know, at UBS or, you know, somebody else? How are you different?
We just had a prospect who happens to be with the largest broker in town who is right down the street from us.
Okay.
And he drives by our office every day. He doesn't know me or he doesn't know Jeremy.
Okay.
But he calls, you know, he called us and said, I want to talk to you guys and hear what you're all about. So he came in a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
And I think when we brought up Supernova, said, look, we have a limit on the number of clients that we will accept. We have minimum account sizes because we provide a level of service to, you know, our clients who are part of the Supernova, we call it Supernova program. And he was like, I can assure you that I do not get that. He said, I might have gotten that from my guy 15 years ago, but that's not the case anymore.
Okay.
You know, so I think that we, by being able to say, we're different because this is how our model is. This is what we provide.
Okay. So now what we're going to do, that's perfect. So let's translate what that means to the client. What is the client really saying? He's saying, I like the exclusivity.
Mm-hmm.
I like the concierge capabilities, okay, that make me feel special. That's the benefit. So concierge service feature, what does that do? Makes them feel special.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Exclusivity. What does that mean? Okay. We pay attention to a few clients and provide outstanding service. Okay?
Yep.
So, what we're saying here now is you're shaping your value proposition. You're nailing down a feature and then a benefit. So the feature is, it's like in an automobile. The thing has got premium sound. But what does that mean to me, premium sound? That means when I'm going on a little bit of a drive, I'm hearing pure music. It's going to make me feel good. Okay? So that's the benefit. It's going to make me feel good. I got this, the car has, you know, kind of this newfangled suspension system. Rides on air. What does that mean? That's a feature. What does that mean to me? That means when I'm traveling bumpy roads, I'm gonna feel the smoothness of the ride. I'm gonna enjoy my ride. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, what I want you to do is separate out features and then a benefit of what it means to the client. That's going to be your value, the value you provide. So we said exclusivity. We said the concierge capability. And what about rapid response? What does that mean to clients?
Mm-hmm.
That problems don't linger with you guys. You try to have a 24-hour resolution so clients can sleep at night knowing that they're that their relationship is going to be protected.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what were some of the other ones that you gave me? I didn't write them all down, but I'm trying to help you with this value.
Yeah, responsiveness. I think we get to people, you know, quickly.
Proactive.
Even before, you know.
Okay, so proactive, you can change that to rapid response.
Okay.
Okay. Now, you said two things. Asset management, everybody does that. That doesn't differentiate you. Estate planning, they all do that. So that doesn't differentiate you. So now let's define what that means. You know, let's take asset management. What does that really mean in terms of value to the client? What makes you unique in terms of asset management?
Terry, well, that one's on you.
What's that now?
Well,
what's that?
You know,
Terry, I think, is what makes us unique in the asset management part. With his background and his model, I think that's really kind of what sets us apart here.
Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe you want to key in on your experience. You know, you've been through some wars, you've been through some recessions, you know, and so, you know, your key value is you've got this experience in understanding, you know, how markets react to certain changes in the economy. And what does that mean to the client? That means that, you know, they're going to feel comfortable with you. That makes our clients feel comfortable. That makes our clients feel like, you know, their risk is being managed appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd write that one down. So what I'm trying to do is get you to think about your value in a unique way.
Right.
Okay. So far I've got exclusivity, concierge, I got rapid response, and let's see, I've got that last one, I would call that experience.
Yeah.
Okay. Now you got to translate it into value. And the best way to structure your value proposition sometimes is to ask clients about the value that they think they receive. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes, I've had clients say, well, you know, you're like a friend. You understand me. You understand my family dynamic. You know, you give considerable amount of thought to finding solutions. And that's where your experience comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Experience. You help find solutions to problems.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's your value.
I was kind of going with proactive when we were, you know, like when we say rapid response, that sounds more reactive to me. I was kind of thinking as, you know, a lot of times we're going to people with problems before they even have them.
Right. Okay, so then one of the things that you say is due to our unique planning process, we're able to anticipate problems before they happen.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So number five, mm-hmm. planning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the value is anticipation of problems before they happen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, when you look at the typical advisor, they're saying, look, I'm a financial advisor for, you know, Merrill Lynch, and that doesn't tell me anything about what they do. You know, we have an exclusive relationship with our clients. We deal with a few, you know, outstanding relationships that we're very, very close to. We provide a unique concierge service to help make our clients feel special. We provide a rapid response to their problems with a 24-hour resolution. And, you know, it's our experience that helps to define solutions to clients' problems. Through our planning focus, we're able to anticipate many of the problems before they even happen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does that sound like a value? I mean, you don't have to use my words, but you can play around with it to structure your value proposition.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How's that sound, guys?
I think part of it is that we're not so large where, you know, the segmentation of most of the people that you're going to work with, Curtis, is generally from books that, you know, have been long established. And when we started Twin River a couple of years ago, we were going to move in this direction to get smaller, to be focused on service. And I think to Jeremy's point, you know, we've got something that's manageable in size to allow us to anticipate problems, to proactively manage risk, because we don't have hundreds of clients that have, you know, the stock of the day where we got like 2,500 different positions. We've got a pretty good feel for the book and a pretty good feel for our client base and what their needs are. And I think that's the beauty of introducing this program to them, is because we wanted to set ourselves up to do something like this. So So it's rapid response, managing risk, hands-on, proactive, you know, approach to problem solving, anticipating issues. Yeah, I think that's what we offer.
But that's really what you are. So what we're really trying to do is to have you have the bullets that you can articulate to people without coming out and saying, hey, look, we do asset management, we do estate planning. If you need an ETF, we got those too. I mean, you know, we're trying to differentiate you from everybody else. And your clients, are being made to feel special that, you know, you're exclusive. You know, they're not getting this everywhere. And, you know, you receive a selected number of referral relationships from your clients so that you can spend more time on their needs.
And we're looking at four bullet points.
Yeah, that really describe your value.
Okay.
So remember, the value's not necessarily what you say your value is. It's what they say your value is. The value. So you got to put it in client terms.
Well, we need to ask them what they think.
Exactly. You know, we're doing some year-end planning, and I thought I'd just ask you, you know, a couple of questions about value. I'd like to spend just a few minutes, and I'd like you to think for a moment. What is the value of the relationship? What we bring to the table?
Okay.
And then just take notes, because they'll tell you.
Yeah.
And then that'll tell you what your value proposition is. But I'm sure it's going to fall into these categories.
Well, it'll be interesting, because I've got three calls this Friday, and I think two of the three would be perfect people to ask.
Yeah. Just have a little tag on. Hey, look, I think everything is going good. Now I need some feedback, you know, and I think all good businesses want to get feedback. So, you know, I'd like to just, you know, have you take a moment and tell me, you know, what you perceive to be the value that we provide you.
Okay.
And help them out a little bit.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's 4.0. Now let's go to 5.0 in the business plan and see what that is all about.
Is this in the coaching guide, Curtis?
No. This is information that I've created when we start to move toward that second 9 months. I've done two things.
Okay.
One is I've created a business planning and strategy template. And the other is I've got a software program that I created that helps you calculate, you know, your goals from a quantitative standpoint and be able to interpret it from a qualitative standpoint. So I want to do one of the sessions will be a go-to meeting that I'll do with you so we can have kind of an interactive session.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So you still have the template?
The template is
the business planning and strategy template document.
Okay,
so you should get that and start to fill it out.
Okay.
Because the next thing that you want to do is, so here are the elements in the plan.
Okay.
Is your 2.0, your team's vision. 3.0, your team's purpose statement. 4.0, the team's value proposition, which comes from the clients. Then your 30-second elevator pitch. So I'm on the elevator with you. What do you do? You know, what do you say in 30 seconds that gets people excited? Or you meet them at the holiday gala or the cocktail party. And it's like, what do? And what I do is I have a description within each of the planning document that describes those things. Then once you get kind of your total focus in terms of your business and how you communicate your business, then we go into the five-star model analysis, okay? And that's looking at, you know, each of the functions and you being honest about your strengths, your weaknesses, and areas for improvement. And you need to write that down so that we can focus together on the things that we want to tighten up. One of the things that you said is, look, so let's say planning is a function. And so you're going to write down, look, we want to ensure that every client has a financial plan. He or she is like a forensic scientist, understanding what the client really wants, not just what he or she says they want. Okay, this is what somebody wrote, okay, by the way. Strengths. This particular team said, we have a systematic planning approach. The weaknesses are the client meetings are going so long that they don't allow adequate time for the VIPSA step, which is the referral step, okay? And areas for improvement, they need to send out agendas before each client meeting to shorten the length and allow for the referral opportunities to emerge, okay? So that's what I want you to put in your five-star model analysis. And the five stars are planning, plan implementation, okay, the marketing, your brand and service, and leadership. Mm-hmm. So you'll want to use that and write out the strengths, weaknesses, and areas for improvement. Now, once you look at that model analysis, then you're going to translate these things into an action plan for the new year. So it's going to be specifically what you're going to do. So if an initiative is, we've got to introduce the planning to our clients, how are you going to do it? How are you going to get the data that you need and begin? And then, so that's one step, plan implementation. How are you going to execute on it? Okay. How are you going to monitor that?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, for example, I'll just take plan implementation. This individual says, you know, we're real strong with planning. We execute on the 12-4-2 service model, strong educational and social security consulting capabilities, investment models with discretion, scalable, strong insurance knowledge and resources, and experience navigating the intricacies of corporate M&A activity. Weaknesses. Weak on their estate planning knowledge. They need help in this area. Let's discuss specifics. Areas for improvement. Need simplified educational process for team members to learn estate planning techniques, including, you know, GRATs, LLCs, and traditional gifting strategies.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're going to do is you're going to, you know, do all of this, and then you're going to have a list of things that you want to get better at in the course of the next 12 months. So don't go and list, you know, 10 things under each of these functions, because you're not going to execute on 50 different things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
What I prefer to see is maybe 5 or 6 key initiatives that you want to work on throughout the year.
Okay.
And then that gets into the action plan.
Okay.
All right. So let me kind of stop right there, because I don't want to clutter your mind with too many things, but I'd like you to go through 1.0 to 6.0 and feel comfortable with filling out the template.
Yeah, see, I'm trying to find where is it. The template, Curtis, is what you did, right? Did we get that though?
Yeah, here. Let's let me flip to my computer here. Hold on.
Okay.
Template.
Yeah, I've got the executive summary template. I'm looking at my folder.
Okay, no worries.
Okay.
I'm going to send the document. Let me know that you've received
okay.
it.
All right.
It'll be in a Word format.
Okay. All right, let's see.
Sometimes they may go through your firewalls, but I don't know.
It can take a little bit.
Okay. I sent it to tpotter@twinriverwealth.com.
Well, okay. Did you send it to Jeremy, too?
Yes, I sent it to Jeremy, too.
Okay. I didn't get it yet, but I'm watching here.
Okay. And what that'll have, it's kind of the A to Z of everything that you need just to follow the process to create your own organized business plan and strategy document. And then what you can do is you can improvise a little bit on things that are, you know, personal to you, but the outline of the things that you should do is what you're going to be receiving. And, you know, what we're going to do is start thinking about goals. Now, for goals, you might want to, we'll set up a special meeting and I'll take you through this, this software I developed, because, you know, you could spend literally 5-6 hours trying to calculate goals, annuitize revenue. This thing will do what if scenarios and, you know, revenue per household, comp split, all this stuff in a matter of minutes. And so it's a plug and play type of thing. And I'll take you through it when we get ready to do the quantitative aspects of goal setting.
Yep.
You have it?
Jeremy, I just received mine.
Okay.
I got it here too.
Yep.
Okay.
Business plan strategy document for financial advisor teams. Okay.
Right.
Yep. Here we go.
And then there's a description under each of the categories. So explaining value proposition and all that. Now, if you go all the way down, you're going to see the this kind of software program.
Okay.
You can't do that, operate that yourself. I have to operate it, but. You know, we'll once you get some basic numbers, we'll do what if scenarios. And that.
Okay. Let's see. Investing in your practice budget. Is that the forecasting analysis at the very end?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. And that's just a picture of what it looks like.
Wow.
Wow. That allow me to hit all your goals, plug and play, in just a few minutes, and then you can do what if scenarios.
Okay.
Okay. So what if we grow by 12%? Then you can move the number and it'll calculate that. Oh well, what if we go at 16? What'll happen? And so you can play with it. And do that stuff in seconds.
Okay. But so now I understand. From 1.0 to 6.0. Each of these sections has. All right. So this is okay.
So it should be relatively easy for you. And what I will do is I kind of discuss it with you and help you through these things. But you kind of get yourself started so that, you know, when we get into to mid-January at least, we got a full-scale business plan ready.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. I get it. Yep. I
okay.
Yep. Vision statement.
All right.
Statement. Your prop. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I think we got almost the value prop, you know, 90% done. You just got to just kind of work on it to your satisfaction.
Well, it's the value proposition through the bullet points that basically would go on our business cards, our website, everything that we put out. The message
right.
is consistent.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Across every medium of communication that we choose to use, you
exactly.
come back to exactly, you know, you come back to that message. Okay. Yeah, this is okay.
okay.
Yeah, this is great, Curtis. Thanks. I don't know how,
yeah.
I don't know if we ever got this or, but certainly we'll get to work.
No, no. Well, you know, look, I've created a few things that aren't in that 134-page Supernova manual that
yeah, yeah.
That I use. So,
okay.
Well, look, let's. This is all the time that we should take for today.
Okay.
And on our next call, let's
mm-hmm.
put, you know, as big a dent in that business plan as we can, but at
okay.
least get through 6.0. Okay.
I got you. Good. Okay.
All right. And if there's any questions, send me an email, call me, let me know. Okay.
Strengths
and weaknesses.
Okay. Yes. So we're going to get down through page 5, which
right.
would be the 5-star
model analysis.
5-star model analysis.
Right.
So yeah, that's our work for the next call.
That's right.
Awesome.
Okay.
I'm on board.
Is that fair enough, Jeremy?
Yep.
Okay. Well, look,
love
you
it.
Guys have a wonderful new year. Be careful out there.
You too, Curtis.
You know, the rain has left us for the next few days, so we're going to be good.
Guys,
the sun is shining.
Yeah, see, I saw that. You know, it looks like you've got a nice day out west, which is good.
Yeah, snow in the Sierras. And so for the skiers, they're going to have a wonderful time. And you know, if this keeps snowing like this, I may have to break mine out.
There you go. Well, you're too busy working out all the time. You're not going to have enough time.
Yeah, that's true, too. That's true. All right, you guys, you take care.
All right, thank you.
All righty. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, bye.
Okay, Happy New Year to you, too. Bye-bye.